Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah, I told my buddy I wanted to see a Grecian urn. He said, "What's a Grecian urn?" I said, "About $2.50 an hour." Ah, there you go. All right. Oh, what are you turning on me
the crowd.
For? Hey, F you too. All right? You try living in the mud. Shut up.
Vanessa Redgrave, wow. Mike, is 84 years old.
There it is.
Which means she puts the grave in Redgrave.
Thank you very much. Rob Spiewak. I don't need to finish the story when he does that.
No, the Mexican restaurant I go to is across the street from Anita's. It's a Mexican restaurant and comedy club.
Classic. Oh, I know that. That's the place. That shits and giggles.
That's the one.
That's my joke. Thank you.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Actually, Oscar, it's a quick audible. It's not Mike today. It's me. It's Rob. Mike will be here later, but we had an intensely exciting last-minute arrival, a new booking for the show. And you love comedy?
I love comedy.
Well, this is going to be right up your alley. You're going to love this. He's the funniest insect in town. You'll laugh so hard your eyes are going to turn red. From under your trees and in your ears, ladies and gentlemen, Sid Cada!
Hey. Yeah, how you doing?
See, Oscar, he's a cicada.
Sid.
Yeah, Sid!
Sid!
Hey, how you doing, everybody? Hey, what are the booze for? Hey, what do you mean? You don't like a bug? You don't like stand-up comedy from a bug?
What's that noise on your microphone, Sid?
It's my wings. I just flew them from Northern Virginia, and boy, are my wings tired. You know what I mean? Hey! There you go. Hi, I'm Sid Cada. What's happening like that? How you doing, man?
Haven't seen you around, Sid.
Oh, that's beautiful. Is that your brother or your wife, huh?
He's losing him, Oscar.
I'm real sorry.
He's losing him.
Sorry.
He'll turn him.
Oh, there we go. All right. Hey, I see Nell's here. I don't know why. I just felt like playing that. All right.
He's doing
crowd
work.
Let's get right to the prepared jokes, shall we? All right. I love you, too. Hey, by the way, last time I was here was 2004, so all these jokes are from 2004. You ready?
Yeah. Okay. So these jokes are 17 years old, Sid?
These are 17-year-old jokes.
Wow.
I've just come out of the ground, and don't expect more from me. All right? Are you kidding me? All right, great. Let's get started, shall we? Hey, are you excited about the Summer Olympics in Athens, Greece?
What?
This year? Yeah, I told my buddy I wanted to see a Grecian urn. He said, "What's a Grecian urn?" I said, "About $2.50 an hour." Ah, there you go. All right. What are you turning on me
the crowd.
For? Hey, F you too. All right? You try living in the mud. Shut up. There you go. All right, joke two.
Okay, thanks, Sid.
Remember, these jokes are all from 2004.
So you're telling me, Sid, that these are 17-year-old jokes.
17-year-old jokes. I'm Sid Cada.
Sid Cada.
Great to be with you. Congrats to Queen Elizabeth II, who just christened the RMS Queen Mary II, the largest thing in the ocean, when Kirstie Alley isn't on vacation. Am I right? How about that? Kirstie Alley, right?
Right.
You know that?
She's still on TV, I think.
Why are you booing me again?
Oh, Sid.
Shut up. I'm Sid Cada. Here we go.
Yes.
Number three.
You don't need to number them, Sid.
Ah, seriously, I kid Her Majesty, but I love her. We all need heroes. Am I right about that?
Yeah.
Don't we?
Yeah, of course we do.
So I want to congratulate Lance Armstrong.
Oh, well then.
On his sixth consecutive Tour de France cycling title. You see, kids, you don't need to cheat to win. Attaboy, Lance.
So this is material, Oscar, from 17 years ago.
Yes.
So
pre-cheat.
These are 17-year-old jokes in my name. Sid Cada.
You're a funny cicada.
And boy, are my wings tired. I don't mind telling you.
Hey, does that help? When you do your wings like that, does that bring in the ladies?
It doesn't bring the ladies, but it sure makes me feel good. Am I kidding? Huh? There you go. That's all right. Fastest self-satisfaction in the West, if you know what I mean, right? So anyway, back to the 17-year-old jokes. Oh, that Martha Stewart. You hear she's going to jail? Martha Stewart's going to jail.
Yes.
I sure hope her cell is spotless, or the warden's going to have a lot of splaining to do.
It's 2004.
She's the only inmate ever to have a handcrafted shiv out of artisanal soaps. Am I right, ladies? How about that?
I think he's winning the crowd over.
Yeah, the crowd. How are you liking this so far?
Oh.
Okay, it's free. Lick it. All right. Lick my mandible. All right.
His
there
mandible.
You go. Come on, give me a break. But here's the bright side. Any screw can buy a rhubarb plum compote from her for 4 packs of smokes. Hey, how about that? Jokes from 2004.
17 years ago.
Fantastic. Yeah, I'm Sid Cater. Nice to be with you. So, Google, which I understand is some kind of computer thing, is going to have its initial public offering next week. These are jokes from 2004.
He didn't do a new chunk, Oscar. These are from the last time the brood was around. Yeah.
My advice for you people that know about this, whatever it is, Google, Schmoogle, I don't know what the hell it is. Ignore it. Be like me. Invest in AOL. Be a proud American. You like that?
Yeah, it's good. Oh, he's doing it again.
All right, I did.
Hey, your
if
eyes
I had
are
a finger,
all...
I'd put it up.
All your, right, your eyes are awful red. Did you have a bad night?
Oh man, they're all bad nights. Are you kidding me? I mean, just a bunch of us cramming onto the stump of a tree trying to get some before the Grim Reaper arrives. You know what I mean? I'm Sid Cater.
Sid Cater. Woo-hoo!
Speaking of computers, there's a new thing called the Facebook. Have you heard of this? The Facebook. Yes, the Facebook. The good thing is that it will never be used to stalk your ex-girlfriend. So enjoy. The Facebook. I'm Sid Cater.
He's Sid Cater, the world's funniest bug.
Yeah, here's some more jokes from 2004. Have you seen the new film Ray?
No.
Don't worry. Neither has he. Look out! I'm not kidding you. You see, you can't
still
see.
In theaters.
Yeah, he's still alive. Hey, when did Ray die? I don't know. Anyway, I'm Sid Cater. Nice to see you. You're looking at what a crowd. What a crowd.
They love you.
Yeah. Okay.
So loud.
Hey, the Super Bowl was crazy this year, wasn't it? Did you see Janet Jackson's wardrobe malfunction? Anyone?
Yeah,
did you?
Sure.
Even weirder, in the third quarter, Coach Belichick stole Janet's playbook and lifted up his hoodie. Great rack! Oh, my God! Huh? Isn't that fantastic? Hey, congratulations to Julia Roberts, who just had twins. Of course, I've been a big fan of her twins since Pretty Woman. I'm Sid Cater.
You're a lonely guy, aren't you, Sid?
Thanks so much. Great to be with you. Congratulations to Massachusetts for legalizing same-sex marriage.
Right.
In my house, they legalized no-sex marriage. Are you kidding? My girlfriend is so ugly, the neighbors chipped in to buy curtains. Curtains, I tell you. I'm Sid Cater.
It's a funny bug. You're a funny bug.
Yeah, this is great. How are you? Hey, did you see the Statue of Liberty has been reopened to the public?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it was closed, you see.
17 years ago.
That's great news. It's the only way most guys from Jersey can get under a woman's skirt. Am I right, fellas? Thank you. I'm Sid Cater. Hey, I'm sad to see that General Colin Powell is resigning as Secretary of State. I guess recent events have really impacted his colon. Get it? Impacted his colon. I don't know. We all know how painful that can be. Hey, listen, that's my time. I got to get out of here and then die. It's a living.
Sid Cater, right. Everybody.
You've been a great crowd. See you in 2038. Goodbye.
There he goes. You can check his website for dates, Oscar.
That's prepared comedy. Thank
I'm
you.
I'm fascinated how he wrote a set 17 years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
And then just rolled on stage. First chance
he died.
So it's actually, you know, a little suspending disbelief is a little necessary with that one.
The science doesn't really, the science doesn't really work for the bit. But what's funny is that yes. he had a chunk from 17 years ago, all current event based jokes.
So exciting. Anyway, welcome to the, do we have any music for the Mike O'Mara show to start?
Or we can like start
that,
some music.
It's like one thing to do Sid Cata and then just have silence. I need a little something to welcome the people to the show. Anyway, from Speedway, Indiana, Windsor, North Carolina. Oh, I have that too. I could have played that. Speedway, Indiana, Windsor, North Carolina, Gallup, New Mexico, Gdansk, Poland, and Nashville, Tennessee, the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and we're very happy to be with you. Happy Monday, everybody. What an interesting couple of weeks we've had in the O'Mara household. I don't know what's happening, but I've really been enjoying, you know, the winter months. Yeah. It's great to be in a warm clime. I don't mind that at all. But I'll tell you, between some stuff that you guys know that I can't talk about, that went down last week with my wife's business, which was really frustrating. Didn't really impact her. It's just that, you know, it's, things got a little haywire. And that was rough. And then flash forward to today, where, you know, I'm about probably 40 minutes before the show is going to go on the air. I get a little texty-wexty, which is a screenshot of an email that my wife has received from my son's first grade teacher. Oh. The son who I talk about being so incredibly intelligent and maybe a little too much about what a great sense of humor he has. And we got our very first email from the teacher, said he's disrupting the class.
Ah, self-control issues.
That remind you anybody, Rob, as far as
it didn't start for me,
right?
Didn't start for me till third grade.
Okay.
But
What type of shtick these days is interrupting the class? In my day, it was if you said anything, and that was interrupting the class. What's interrupting the class these days?
Turn Oscar up a little bit for me, if you don't mind.
You bet.
One of the things they do is iReady. You know, that's their learning
platform. I don't know what that is. What is that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I was hoping you did. There you go. That's how engaged a father I am. I guess it's something they do in school.
Okay.
iReady. Has something to do with Apple. There you go.
So it's like the letter I. Yeah. Ready.
Oh, that's so interesting.
I would think it was.
I don't know. That's why I'm being quiet. I don't know.
I can look it up.
Said that he doesn't finish his iReady. He's usually last to finish his iReady because he's talking.
Oh, he has much to say, though.
Now, don't you minimize. Don't be doing that. This is serious stuff here.
You mustn't naturally take the side of the teacher, Mike.
Why not? I'll always take the side. Didn't you always take the side of the teacher?
No, actually, Julia had a third grade teacher that after we talked to her twice, I sat Julia down and I said, Julia, this is a good lesson. You're going to eventually run into people that you just can't work with. Do the best you can. Because this teacher
that's
was
not
a disaster.
A good thing to say to a third grader. That's not a good thing to say to a third grader.
But it was the only time we ever ran into that.
I will never do that. You know what I said to the teacher? We had a parent-teacher conference before I came in here. I said, we are teacher-friendly in this household.
Well, we gave the teacher the benefit of the doubt. We talked to her twice before I decided she was part of the problem. Because Julia's never had trouble with an administrator before or since.
An administrator or a teacher?
Well, I mean, a teacher or administrator or any authority figure. Julia has always been perfect in that regard. And so, you know, we finally just said, I think that Julia was not 100% at fault this time. But I'm just saying, but if you've met with this teacher and she seems fine, then I'm sure that.
I am here. I am Mike O'Mara. And without seeing the explanation, I am here to tell my listening audience of thousands of people.
Please.
My son was 100% at fault.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
I don't even know the facts.
You don't need them.
Yeah. Whatever a teacher is motivated to put an email out, a lengthy email discussing the problems of today, all bets are off. That is why there is a television that was in a bedroom that is now in my studio and will be in my studio for the foreseeable future. There is no end date on that. I'll make that determination when it comes. There will also be a chatting to tonight. Now, listen, I was aware of the behavior issues
for about 2 to 3 weeks. That jives with the teacher's schedule, too. This is the same teacher that has come to us and talked about how wonderful my son is, mm-hmm. and that he is and nominated him for the gifted program at school. I don't even have any. There's no way I'm going to test this teacher's credibility.
All right.
I'm teacher. From what it was explained to me, I know he talks. I know he doesn't listen all the time, and that's it. You know, and I know he's also an amazingly sweet kid. And we are on the heels of getting probably 3 in a row experiences with other parents that talk about how great my son is when he is a guest at someone else's house. So I like that. But I don't waste any time. My parents never gave me the benefit of the doubt.
Oh, I never got that.
Ever.
Oh, no.
My parents, if I was doing anything that caused that kind of upset, yeah. it was get your act together and go ahead and do it. I don't care what the circumstances
are. Is there a lesson of time and place? Like when you can do shtick and when you can't?
That might be my fault. That might be my fault. Because I will tell you something. I am surprised that at 7 years of age that this little wonderful human being has the comedy gene the way he has the comedy gene. And perhaps the comedy has call me a bad human being, but one of the things after I counted the fingers and toes that I wanted more than anything mm-hmm. else, I hope he's got a great sense of humor.
Yeah.
I hope he loves to laugh because laughter to me is, I've made a living doing it. That's what we do every day. I love that. I truly, nothing makes me happier than when somebody makes me laugh or whether I'm making somebody laugh. I like that. That's it. But at the same time, this is my second time at the rodeo. This is my second right. chance to be the dad that I wanted to be. And I really want to make sure, I know he's smart and I know that he's above the curve. By the way, she acknowledged that. She said, yeah, most of the time he is the smartest boy in the room. And I was like, wow. I kind of looked at Carla yeah. while we're having this parent-teacher conference. We went, like that. But I know he can be, you know, a smart ass, too.
Yeah, there's a level of shtick that, you know, you have to ask him and tell
him.
Can
you turn him up for me? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't hear him at all. Cool. He's super low.
I can turn myself up. Is this better for you? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6?
Yeah, a little better.
Great.
Yep.
So the level of shtick really belongs to the venue. And in the classroom, if the teacher's like, can you pass me that stick? And he's saying, that's what she said. Not appropriate.
No.
Appropriate, right?
Mm-hmm. Not appropriate to make fun of the teacher's handwriting, which he did today.
Ooh.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yep.
No.
Yep. Not cool.
No.
Not cool.
What was his delivery like?
Not sure. I wasn't there. I didn't hear it. But I know that there has been... you know, I know how to deal with this situation.
Is he home yet from school today?
Yes.
Okay.
Mama's probably taking him somewhere where he's not listening to this.
Okay.
Yeah. Because
your home's a no-beat-down home, correct? If I'm just for the to clarify, you don't beat.
You mean
kids.
As far as corporal punishment?
Yes. Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
I'd spank him if it was something egregious.
Okay.
If he hit his mother, or
yeah, yeah.
you know, he hit another person or he hurt another person. I'd spank him, but I have never had the occasion.
Gotcha.
To do that, thank God. And by the way, you know, this is on the heels of really, really good report card and a really good report when he went on his first sleepover. With like 12 other kids, and he was the one that she singled out. He was the best behaved kid in the room. That's good. That's sensitive. He's smart enough to know how to do that. He'll be smart enough to fix this. I can say this, but I'm not going to, you know.
Don't coddle him.
No.
I don't want to get in trouble here. I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want to get in trouble.
May I just one more suggestion? Because I've been
with my daughters, it was kind of always, you know, it's not them, it's the teacher. It's not them, it's the
teacher.
Oh,
you got to flip that script. You know?
I flipped the script.
Yeah.
I have flipped the script. I don't care if there's any, you know, because every kid in the world is going to say, I didn't do anything wrong. And, you know, it's not right. It's not right. And I just don't want to do that. I don't want to be there.
Rob, your father, it's harder to talk to them than hit them. That's what I've heard.
It is.
It's harder to talk to them than to hit them.
Than hit them. Yeah, that's what I've heard.
It's also 2021, Oscar, so you don't, you don't hit your kids. Anyway,
I never hit Julia.
Look at Oscar. Oscar's just still.
I don't know if that's the case. I just think I think you're not supposed to hit your kids.
I just don't think getting physical
I think people still hit their kids.
spanking,
you
know, yeah.
Bad parents probably still
hit
their
kids.
Parents
you know? That don't have a lot of time just want to take care of the problem.
They don't have a lot of time. It's really not an issue of time. I think it's sort of a more of a mindset thing.
Oh, I thought just busy parents just hit their kids. I'm sorry.
No. Julia never got a spanking. Robert maybe got like three, I think.
And that's when they're little.
Yeah.
He's already probably a little big for that. But I mean, look, everything is on the table. However, I think you can do an awful lot by making this into a big deal, which I intend to.
Oh,
this is
a
big deal. This is not.
Does he know about the television out of his room yet?
I have no idea. Came right in. Everything that nothing. Timing was the world of suck too, where you know this all happened right before airtime, and so with our new schedule that we have, and it was a schedule that I created. Yep.
It's gonna be fine. It's gonna
It'll
be
go
fine.
Back. I did it. I'm an ass.
No,
my life is in a state of flux right now. I'm not happy about it, but it's okay. I don't, you know, I get to do what I love to do, and then come in
it
here.
It could
and
only
do
get
this.
Better.
That's right. Howard Jones sang that. Things can only get better.
So it's just how do I say it? I just want to make sure that I make all the right moves. I think parenting is organic. I think parenting is fly by the seat of your pants. You do the best you can.
Yeah.
I pride myself on having happy, I believe, well-adjusted children, that kids are going to make mistakes. Kids are going to have bad days. And by the way, the weekend was a party fest for my son. He was at the hockey game with a friend of his. Another couple took him to the game. They didn't get to bed till they got back to our house at 10:30.
So that might as well be an all-nighter for him.
Yeah. And then sleepover on Saturday night at another kid's house. That might contribute
to living his best life.
No, but you know what?
He's living his best life, and he was probably a demon child to that.
I was going to say, if he's overtired, that's going to add to it.
We missed it yesterday. He was kind of chill yesterday, which I really liked, because when we had the free night, mommy and daddy were kind of chill on Sunday too. Chill to the point of, you know, turning on the golf tournament and like sitting in an easy chair going.
Has he won yet? Has he won yet?
It was kind of a slow moving Sunday.
Did the teacher mention if this behavior was out of the ordinary, or has it been building up, or what was
up for the last couple 2 to 3? Like I said, we noticed a little change about 2 to 3 weeks ago.
Did it correspond with him wearing the coat and tie to school?
It might have.
Mr. Personality.
Excuse me, doctor. Why did you bring that up?
That's what happens is I think maybe when you start changing your wardrobe, changing your method of behavior, you're testing some boundaries. And it would make sense for them to walk hand in hand, I would think.
Well, I mean, I don't know what kind of boundaries he was changing.
Just peacocking.
He was dressing up for school, wearing a tie. I was cool with that.
But that's unusual. And it's, you know, and that is also, that can be perceived, I'm not saying it is, it can be perceived as a attention-getting thing, because there's not every other kid that's dressed up like a game show host in there. And then when he makes a joke that makes fun of the teacher's handwriting, that's a cry for attention. Trust me, I invented the cry for attention.
Made fun of another student, too.
Yeah, I'm the king of it. I'm the king of it. That's why I was hated by many teachers, elementary and intermediate and some of high school. The desperate cry for attention.
What about letting him know that it's fun? It's good. It's great to create laughter, not hate.
That's true.
With this comedy, he should bring love.
You know what's funny? The vibe I get off of Oscar as I'm watching him right now. This is really strange. The brain does strange things. I am looking at Oscar, and I am just projecting myself into the role of what it might be like to be one of Oscar's children. And I'm looking at a guy
somewhere
that
in the future.
I don't think you and I have. Now you would think we're both big, and we're imposing. I'm looking at the box. Ladies and gentlemen, I look at a 3 box, which you see most of you, but I think you see close ups. I'm looking at a 3 box, and I'm looking at the one person that I would be really afraid to piss off, like physically look at him. You know what I mean? I mean, as far as it's just because Oscar's saying, hey, your father needs to talk to you. Like, no. And there's a part of me today at the conclusion of this broadcast that wishes to kind of do that. I want to I want to be that heavy dad. Mm-hmm. I think the actions speak louder than words. I think when he walks in there and he sees this, you know, the
he's going to see it, and
that's going to sit in here. I like it because it's a little bigger, and I think I might get a bigger monitor for the old studio.
My kids still remember some of the few times that I've really gone off on them and things that I've said that were that stuck with them. Robert says that one time I said at a full, almost a yell, I said, "And woe be unto you if this behavior continues."
And so you used your old speak that you
and
like.
Julia,
what's
remembers
the one you posted this weekend?
Oh,
the time is nigh.
Yeah,
when you and your buddy Twitch were out just getting ossified at some record store,
and so
you say, "No, the time is nigh for the," and they're just all
Julia. Julia remembers when
tell
I
tell Twitch to come work for the show, for Christ's sake.
Oscar's a pet. Oscar's such a. Yeah. I know. That's why I would never work. Hey, look, it's Mick Jagger from 1970.
Like you were there. Julia remembers when I one time pointed at her and said, "And that's another lie." And she said that had stuck with her up into being a grown up.
Well,
that,
you, when you do it so rarely, I take pause when you go. When you get that level, when you go to that is not true, or you bellow. You're a good bellower.
Thank you. And,
but then you do a thing like you get right back into your normal self, and I watch your posts all the time, and you have a picture of Jackie Gleason, and you say, boy, or something
that's
like that.
That's simple.
And,
yeah, a six-letter post.
And I liked it. Randomly, I'm just going along. I like that. That made me laugh. But anyhow, getting back to this.
Yes.
It is, I'm not asking for advice because I will do this on my own and I will handle it on my own. But, you know, I know that Oscar, if he was in my shoes.
As a godfather, it's disappointing, you know.
As a co-godfather,
I can relate. I remember what it was like to be a kid in school.
But you're taking his side a little bit. And I was hoping for the clean record. You know what I mean? The one that straightens up and flies right. And I thought that he was smart enough to do that. This to me is a sign of slackery. This is to me a sign
I don't think it's slackery. I think he's trying to find it. He's trying to find his way. I don't think that gesture is appropriate at any time.
No. This is slackery. This is like, there's plenty of time for laughter. There are overnights. There are birthday parties. There's laughter with dad. There's laughter everywhere. When you're in that academic environment, you are towing the line.
It's time to learn.
That's not the space to do shtick. And you're going to be the first one finishing whatever that thing is you're finishing. I don't even know what it is, but you're going to finish it first.
It's an online curriculum. It's an online curriculum that gives you individual learning in the classroom. Let me add this,
there
Mike.
It is.
He may be so bored with the online learning because
that could be a possibility.
He's further along than most kids, if that is the case, and I believe it is. That
I believe with the eye ready, that might be the situation.
I can knock this out in 2 minutes. Let me do some shtick.
Yeah, and the boredom, you know, that'll allow him, his mind to wander to places where it shouldn't be in a setting that's academic.
I didn't
academic.
Mention that to the teacher because I thought that would be a little arrogant. And I immediately
had the same thought, though.
As far as teachers are concerned, teachers have a difficult job a lot of the time. And I'm not going to be the one that either ignores an email like that. When a teacher sends an email like that, a teacher's crying for help. A teacher's reaching out because she's at her wit's end. Mm. I am very disappointed that we got to that point. So if he's bored, I don't care. Then you finish it first and you ask what you can do around the classroom to help.
Right.
I love that. I love that because you're keeping him accountable for being able to finish things first. But also, if he's bored, how about you do something productive with your boredom?
Well, speaking of bored, you know, as far as, you know, we won't be hitting, but there will be a water board. There will be
What about
board
un cocacho?
Yeah. The big Pedro Moreno?
No, that's the twist of the ear, isn't it?
No. Cocacho is like when you roll by, much like a cobra. And you swing by and just tap on their head with a knuckle. It's not a punch, but it's a swipe.
No, I don't think that's good either.
Cocacho.
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 No belt.
Cocacho.
No, they don't see it coming. No, no,
it just gets you.
Yeah, when I hear something like that, I just immediately want to turn into Benicio del Toro. You know, Cocaccio.
You want to? My mother was a prolific striker, especially in church. So to be sitting
You're not making a soccer reference, are you?
No, not bowling either. She would strike her kids on the top of the head, and no one saw it happen. We'd be in the middle of a homily, and boosh, bah, bah, and then we'd all, because we'd be talking.
In God's house?
Yeah, in God's house.
Jesus sees it.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Where'd that come from? My goodness gracious. from the mind of Bonnie.
The peanut gallery.
No, my father scared the crap out of me when I was a kid. And, you know. When he got frustrated, that was it. So I don't. That's not my goal.
Yeah.
Did were he you push hit? You?
Or
did
is
you,
it?
Did he strike you?
Yeah. Were you hit?
No.
No.
No. Did
he kneecap you?
My mother did all the corporal punishment, like with a wooden spoon. But my dad was imposing to me.
Yeah,
I remember he was bigger than life. Had a big baritone. You know, Mike.
I don't want to die.
What does it mean when you're scared of all your family members?
Like the siblings as well?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You were scared of your father, Jose?
Yes.
My mother, Tatiana?
Tatiana, and then
Jose,
my
brother. You were scared of Tatiana, Jose, your mother, and your father?
Yeah. I remember my brother and my sister beat me up once because I was disrespectful to my mom.
That's like the mob.
I don't have that backup here.
Yeah.
I got Carla, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got Western Pennsylvania.
Do you have a bag of quarters?
Carla is a bag of quarters. Enough with the physical abuse, Oscar.
Yeah, that's too much. A sock full of butter would be fine.
Remember when we talk about bodily functions and sexuality, how he's not good at it? This is when you tip into that. I'm sorry you were abused as a child. I'm sorry, but please
stop.
But
it gave us what we have today, Mike.
Bag of quarters is where I draw the line. Thank you very much. You know,
unless you're headed to a casino, there'll be no bag of quarters.
It's gonna be fine, but I'm not messing around here. I really, and the reason I share it is because I share a lot of the good, the pictures, you know, the shtick coming in here and doing that. And I want to share it all. This is not all sweetness and light. This motivates me to be a better dad.
Luca had the same situation happen when he was younger.
Are you scared of him?
No.
Okay, good.
No, but I'm scared of his sister, Sophia.
That's right.
Little Luca, my sister and brother were really upset, and they don't do corporal punishment. They, you know, they try to talk to their kids. I don't know how they do it. And they found out that he was just bored in class. So he was finding things to do.
I'm gonna check that. We're gonna find that out, you know, because there's plenty to do. Plenty to do. I'm thinking maintenance at the school.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great.
Send them to school with a screwdriver.
Rooms need to be clean.
They don't clap erasers anymore, do they?
I don't think they even use erasers.
I don't think you do.
Think about that when we were kids. All that chalk in our lungs. Jesus. Anyway, when we come back, we're going to talk about golf. Sorry, sports people.
You're not sorry.
We're going to talk about golf.
Big deal.
Because that old guy did something special.
Big deal.
Very happy. Watched it from start to finish. And ignored my son. Probably why I had a crappy day today. We'll be right back.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Oh, gnarly.
Don't miss the Mike O'Mara Show on the new summer schedule.
It's just like this new schedule's totally confusing.
And they say that a lot.
Demone. Now listen, I'm only going to explain this once.
That was my skull. I'm so wasted.
Watch the show live starting at 3 p.m. East Coast time on Facebook Live or streaming on the TMOS YouTube page.
Learn it. Know it. Live it.
Or download the show later in the day on iTunes, the Google Play Store, Stitcher, or Spotify and listen on your own time.
If I'm here and you're here, doesn't that make it our time?
Did they teach you that here? Brad.
And be sure to follow TMOS on Facebook for special schedule announcements.
You dick!
Can anybody knock anymore?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's the bad news. The world is full of uncertainty, and that might leave you feeling stressed or anxious.
Yes.
So you don't want to, you want the good news? I'll give it to you. You can navigate change, feel more relaxed, and quiet your mind with Calm. We're proud to be partnering with Calm, the number one mental wellness app, to give you the tools that improve the way you feel. Clear your head with guided daily meditations, improve your focus with Calm's curated music tracks, and drift off to dreamland with Calm's imaginative sleep stories. And if you go to com.com/TMOS, you'll get a limited time offer of 40% off a Com premium subscription, which includes hundreds of hours of programming, and new content is added every single week. Over 100 million people around the world use Calm to take care of their minds, sleep more, stress less, live better with Calm. It's okay to need help sometimes, and Calm can provide support. I really want you to take advantage of this because it'll work for you like it's worked for us. For our listeners, Calm is offering a special limited time promotion of 40% off at calm.com/TMOS. Go to calm.com/TMOS for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/TMOS. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Yeah, every now and then a sporting event from a sport I love. And by the way, I am one of those people. I've become one of those people that it's spring. It's like the beginning of summer, and I really cannot wait for the NFL to start. I am that guy now. I have gone full circle. Used to battle Don all the time about baseball and football. All the time. And now here I am just like he was saying, man. He would have this feeling of emptiness when the NFL season would end, and then he couldn't wait for it to start again. I feel the same way, kind of. I really do. I'll be watching preseason games.
I think it's psychological, because we determined last week that things will come back to normal when the NFL says it's okay. And I think, really, yeah, they have that power. There's that big of an industry. And I think even if we're not acknowledging it, there are synapses that are firing in our head that are saying,
right,
when football comes back, it's going to be normal.
It is a, in a way, it is an exciting new world that we're starting to see, where we're about to have a renaissance. Look, ladies and gentlemen, we lost a year of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
More than a year.
Collectively, all lost that year. We're not getting it back. We're not going to get it back, but we are hopefully. And I love the statistics I'm seeing with so many states that are 70% vaccinated for some adults. I think that's great. We're slowly getting back to where we want to get back to. And it's fun to watch. So to see a sporting event with fans and lots of fans, and certainly not what it was at one point, but still a gaggle, the PGA Championship that they had on Kiawah Island in South Carolina was just amazing television, because you had one of the old farts taking on all these young bucks, and you had a 50-year-old Phil classic white man Mickelson who was out there.
He is mayonnaise.
He is the whitest golfer of all the white golfers.
He is
the guy. It's like Whitey McWhiterson was taking on Brooks Koepka, the modern-day pro, who's kind of like, yeah, I'm pretty good, right? Yeah, you think. I got a good swing. I hit it 300 yards, right?
Right.
You know, that kind of guy. And Brooks is the, you know, if Brooks Koepka goes back to his hotel room last night after he lost the thing and says, man, they really loved him, but they hated me. Well, maybe it's because you act like a dick all the time when you're out
maybe
there.
Maybe it's because that guy has a personality and you don't.
I mean, look, when Phil, in the middle of the round, is signing a golf ball for a special needs kid that was on the pathway walking from green to the next tee, you know, that's Phil. That's Phil. That's the way Phil rolls. I don't doubt, I have no idea the personality of Brooks Koepka when he's away from the golf course. Don't know, could be a perfectly nice guy. But I know that there are these guys that think because they're young and they hit a golf ball a long way and they win, that they are somehow in an adversarial relationship with the press and with the fans, and they got a chip on their shoulder. And it sucks to watch as
Bruce,
a fan. It really does.
For me, I'm watching because it's history. But Bruce feels it, and I look at
you
him.
You mean Brooks?
Brooks is completely.
Bruce is his brother.
I don't know why I brought up Bruce.
Bruce Koepka.
He owns the snack stand.
No, he's Sid Cata's manager.
He's so arrogant.
I got you on the O'Mara show.
He gives the arrogant vibe is insanely. And so you had the arch villain that was up against old Lumpy. They call him Lumpy Phil, Schlubby Phil, who's gotten
not
a lot
so schlubby
less schlubby
anymore.
No, he got himself transformed.
But also, hasn't he sort of turned more into a character over the past 10 years? He didn't used to be as much fun as he is now.
He didn't, Chris, he was a guy. He was the guy that was always up against Tiger.
Coming second, right, yeah.
And Tiger had, you know, not only the game that he had, but Tiger had this transformative charisma that just the fans ate it up. You can't manufacture that. You can't build that. You can't turn yourself. You can't work out at the range to get charisma. You either have it or you don't. Jack Nicklaus didn't have it. Arnold Palmer had it to spare. Mm. You've got Phil, though. Sometimes the statistics and the age factor gets people excited. And for a sport that is grounded in a lot of old farts like me that watch it, you know, everybody was talking about this. It was fun to watch. And you just had, yeah, the one thing you throw in is just he makes these crazy shots that are really spectacular to watch. And it was fun to watch. And meanwhile, you've got Brooks. Nobody gives a rat's ass about him because he's over there kind of just going boo, boo, doo, boo, doo, like he always does. And it's not fun. And it's no fun. I'm really talented, right?
Hey, I think I'm going to come in second.
How many majors you in, right?
I'm in second, right?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, because nobody gets excited because he doesn't show any reaction whatsoever.
There's no fun. You go
he's
back.
Glum.
If you go back 30 years.
Being glum is fake. All right. Mm. When you hit, when you make a 30-foot birdie putt and you go, you're not controlling your emotions. You're being, you're forcing that.
Right.
You know, you got to show a little something. And that's what we don't get.
You go back, you know, 35, 40 years ago when there were real characters on the tour and it made it fun to watch.
You know, oh, it was fun. A lot of crazy guys.
Yeah, nutty guys.
You know, I do. Brooks is winning in life. His smoke show wife, let me tell you.
Is that his wife or his girlfriend?
It says it's his, new girlfriend. Mike, you know more about golf than I do. Jesus Christ.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
And their girlfriends. How'd you know?
Yeah. I follow these things. I pay attention to these guys. Especially if I don't like a guy. I follow him even closer. You know, like people who
like
listen to this show.
Yeah.
But like the people that jumped on my thread when I just wrote Phil. Yeah. Like midway through the tournament, I just wrote Phil. And then people are just like, this is fun, and then this one testicle decides that he's going to, you know, he votes Republican. And then another guy said, you know, and he ratted out his fellow insider traders, you know, that. And I'm like, guys, I'm just trying to enjoy a golf tournament. F off. And you know, and then here's when you know they're trolls. The biggest tell on a troll is usually they don't respond to you.
Right.
You know, they don't, because the first thing I want to say, I'm just trying to watch a golf tournament. Jesus. And then I did the F off a little bit later, and then I block them because it always gets back to politics.
Right.
It gets back to, well, you're such a left wing hypocrite. Oh, there you are. I'm right. You know, how are we going to get
50-year-old guy?
Yeah, I'm rooting for a 50-year-old guy. I didn't check the political box. I'm watching an old guy that's competing against 25-year-olds. You nad. You're not a sports fan, obviously, because if you were, you would respect that.
Right.
That we come together as a community and we watch a sporting event and we have fun with it. But no, sometimes it rears its ugly head. And by the way, it's fun when you do that to me because I can come in and talk about it the next day. And what a soulless, ballless nad you are to do that, because you have no soul. You have no soul. You have no joy in your life. Find some joy. I'm sitting there in my recliner finding joy through the magic box, watching a sporting event for a guy that, do I love him? I could care less. But it's a great story. Mm. And it was fun collectively to watch that and watch Phil do that. And especially against the guy that's like, hey, Johnny Arroganto. Hey, I'm Johnny Arroganto. Here I am. You know, it was fun.
Jonathan Arroganto.
What are you looking at?
I'm sending you a picture of his girlfriend.
I knew it was something good.
Yeah,
when he concentrates that much, it's always something good.
Check your phones. Who's douchier? Is it Dustin Johnson or Brooks?
I think it's almost a tie, and they're buddies.
Oh, and, not shocking.
Yeah, and they're...
Wow, she seems nice.
Really?
Yeah, Jenna Sims for you perverts at home.
Oh,
Google
my.
Imaging.
Wow, look at that ring.
You have stopped the show. Play the commercial.
Okay.
I have to. Oh, my word. Look at that. Her.
He's winning at life. It's a smoke show girlfriend.
Well, fine. I'm happy for him. Yeah. Phil's wife is beautiful, too.
Yeah, she is.
You know, I mean, that's great. It's terrific. What's her name again?
Jenna Sims.
All right, we'll take a break.
Thanks, Mike. Time now to check the TMOS community bulletin board. Tonight is bingo night in the social hall at Our Lady of the Perpetually Bleeding Ulcer. Early Bird Bingo has a $500 jackpot. Do you like flapjacks? Well, if you do, the Loudoun County All-Star High School Jazz Band has a night for you. They're holding a fundraiser to pay for their trip to south of the border in South Carolina, and it's tomorrow night at Oscar's House of Pancakes from 6 to 6:15. If you have a question, thought, or birthday request for the TMOS mailbag, send an email to rob@mikeomarashow.com. Remember, Rob has two B's. Or send it through snail mail to TMOS Mailbag, P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. They also like packages. And that's your TMOS Community Bulletin Board. Now back to more hijinks on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Joe Bovato, as we continue with the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's a scary stat. Every 10 seconds, someone becomes a victim of fraud or identity theft. I got a neighbor here that was talking to me at the bus stop with my son the other day about it, and he was going through hell and back. It was horrible. 23% of those people that are a victim of fraud or identity theft don't get their money back after the attack. That's true. That's horrible. You could be their next victim. Aura, A-U-R-A, can help. Aura provides digital security protection from online threats. It's an all-in-one protection from identity theft, financial fraud, malware, scam sites, and so much more. With Aura, you'll get alerted to fraud and threats fast, like your online accounts or passwords if they were leaked online, or if someone tries to open a bank account in your name. Aura is easy to set up. All plans come with $1 million in identity theft insurance to help recover your stolen funds and experienced U.S.-based customer support that's got your back. Aura is a new type of security service that protects all of your online information and devices with one simple subscription. Keeps you in control, and it guides you through solving any issues. Right now, Aura is offering our listeners early access and 3 months free when you visit aura.com/TMOS. Go to aura.com/TMOS, just like I did, to get access before anyone else, and 3 months for free. That's aura.com/TMOS. And it works. I can tell you that because I have it. That's it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hit the music, please. We want to do the thing before we forget.
Oh, yeah. Do the thing, Mike.
Corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device. It's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage, ladies and gentlemen. Rob, you are the resident expert on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah,
and,
I watch it every week.
Did you watch the season finale this weekend?
I did. The host was the Queen's Gambit lady. She held up okay. There was really weak material as a rule. It was a stunningly good update. There was a couple good moments in sketches, but it was a thumbs down this week.
Oh, really? Okay. The season finale aired this weekend. People picked up on some possible clues that the show is losing five major cast members. The show opened with the cast talking about what a crazy year it's been. They were divided into groups. One group included the four who've been there the longest. Kenan Thompson, 18 seasons he's been with that show. Kate McKinnon, 10 seasons. And A.D. Bryant and Cecily Strong, they've each been there for 8 seasons. This has been taken as some kind of sign that the four are leaving. At one point, Kate got choked up when she said, quote, "This is a year when we realize we're more than just a cast. We are family." I totally got the vibe that she's leaving. She's got a tremendous movie
career. But
she's
going to be doing a lot unless of Keenan gets fired, he's going to stay there until they bury him.
Yeah, we see he's leaving and he never does.
No.
Then during Weekend Update, Pete Davidson ended his appearance on a serious note saying, quote, "I'm very grateful to be here and it's been an honor to grow up in front of you guys." Pete Davidson's got to stay with that show.
He does.
But he never lets them say goodbye, though.
Right.
Warren doesn't. No, that was doesn't. His goodbye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know who I hope stays for another season? Bowen Yang!
Then Cecily, boy, Kate McKinnon and Cecily Strong leave. That cast has a problem. Mm. I'm sorry.
Part of the update was what's her name? Judge Jeanine Pirro?
Jeanine Pirro and Cecily Strong does.
Her sketch with her was
fracturingly funny.
They didn't do the thing where she falls over, which is my favorite thing, but she did climb she climbed into a box of wine. It was, as I said, update. If you watch one
sketch, so funny.
Watch update. It was great.
She's so funny. And they can do other things. That's why I get excited for them. We'll see. Nothing's official. And yes, Lauren doesn't let them say goodbye. So we'll have to just wait and see what's
going on. Kyle Mooney has a lifetime deal.
Simone Biles made history on Saturday at the U.S. Classic in Indianapolis. The gymnast became the first woman to land something called this, the Yurchenko Double Pike Vault. She did that, first time to do it at a competition. The move starts with a round off onto the springboard, followed by a back handspring onto the vaulting table into a piked double backflip into the landing. I haven't seen the video yet, but I love describing it.
I saw it. It wasn't that great.
Way to go, Simone. Rob didn't think it was that big a deal.
Hey, look, it looked like a video game, but we're
no,
just
it was insanity. It was insanity. Yeah.
Mm. Well, not just the cicadas have come out of the ground. Kevin Spacey has lined up his first film role since sexual assault allegations derailed his career 4 years ago. It's an Italian movie. It's called L'uomo che disegnò Dio, which means the man who drew God.
It's Kevin Spacey.
There's Kevin with his red eyes coming out of the
ground. Has he been cleared of all allegations?
I think he's been cleared of no allegations.
Yeah,
It's being directed by Italian actor Franco Nero. Hey, what are you doing? Come
maybe
on.
Maybe you come and work it cheap for me.
He'll co-star with his wife, Vanessa Redgrave. Oh, I guess he's Vanessa Redgrave. So Franco Nero's got to be an old guy.
I don't know. She still manages to look stunning.
He'll shoot in Italy. Isn't she like 85 or something
I'll
like
get,
that?
I'll get you an 80. She's got to be almost 80.
Nero says, quote, I'm very happy Kevin agreed to participate in my film. I consider him a great actor, and I can't wait to start the movie. Nero starred in the original Django back in 1966.
Vanessa Redgrave, wow. Mike, is 84 years old.
There it is.
Which means she puts the grave in Redgrave.
thank you very much. Rob Spiewak. I don't need to finish the story when he does that. Funny. Hey, by the way, you know, don't get offended. We all know we're all going to die. Thank you.
Yeah.
Earlier this month, a poll found 1 in 4 Americans would try cicadas as food, Rob Spiewak. Listen to this. And now, at least one restaurant has already added it to their menu. This is for you.
Okay.
Pay attention.
I'm all ears.
This is really for you. I know it's in the middle of the news, but this one's
for
you.
Big or small. Big or small.
A Mexican place in Leesburg, Virginia.
Yes.
Called Cochina on Market. Are you familiar with it?
Cocina.
Yeah, it's on Market Street. It's on Route 7. Yeah.
But have you been in it?
I've never been there. No.
You don't like Mexican, do you?
Now, why would you say that?
Because you never talk about Mexican food.
You don't,
I caught you. Because you don't like Mexican food.
No, the Mexican restaurant I go to is across the street from Anita's. It's a Mexican restaurant and comedy club. And it's in the shopping center where the Track Auto was.
Classic. Oh, I know that. That's the place. That shits and giggles.
That's the one.
That's my joke. Thank you. We're on today, boys. We're hitting the ground running this Monday. Hallelujah.
I tell you what, we should write some better jokes for that cicada.
It's called Cochina on Market.
Cocina.
It's serving
Cocina.
Cocina. Oh, not Cochina.
Cochina is a dirty lady. Cocina is kitchen.
Who's that lady? Yeah. Cocina dirty on Market lady. Is serving cicada tacos for a limited time. The owner says they were already serving out. Don't give me a dirty look. Don't you give me a dirty look.
Hi, Mike.
Wow.
Was that Winslow?
The owner says they were already serving grasshopper tacos, so adding cicadas wasn't a huge leap. You should see the satanic look I just got.
Wow.
Anywho, they're already a hit. They don't just toss them in a taco shell, though. I am thrown by that.
Yeah.
It's all right.
First, they boil them, bake them, and pluck their legs and wings off. Then they saute them in garlic and top them with serrano chilies, avocado and radishes, and a verde sauce with a 7-year-old looking at you like a demon.
Then it's barely anything. And this is no big deal. We have a Taco Bell in Leesburg that's had cockroaches for years.
Isn't that wonderful? All right, moving right along.
Cucaracha.
There's a 14-year-old in Spain, a kid that got into a fight with his parents and wanted a place to get away. So he went into the backyard and started digging an underground cave to hang out in. The initial fight happened in 2015, so he's 20 now. But he just shared pictures of it online after working on it for 6 years. Isn't that nice that he shared pictures?
Yes.
He started with a pickaxe and it was just a hole at first. Then he found someone with better tools to make it 10 feet deep and add multiple rooms. It's got a living room, bedroom, heating system, music system, and Wi-Fi, and he reinforced the walls with concrete to make sure it won't collapse. But somehow he spent a grand total of $60 on it.
That's what okay. That's a cheap tunnel, Oscar.
Oh, he's in Spain. He said it floods sometimes.
Oh,
and
no.
There are a lot of bugs down there, but I don't mind. Sounds like his parents have actually been pretty supportive about it. Yeah, a lot of that going around lately. Supportive parents.
Yeah.
Mike, his mother did. Yeah.
I'm sorry. If my kid said, hey, I built you an extra bedroom, and I went downstairs, and it was a cave. No, thank you. No, thank you.
No, sounds a little weird. His mother did manage to slip one judgmental comment in, though. When she climbed down to see it in person for the first time, she told him it was smaller than she expected. Way to go, Mom.
Way to go, Mom.
Way to go. Keep up the support. And now, a little something, something. There will always be people who try to game the system for a handout, but this guy was pretty brazen. A man from New York named Anthony Ragusa has been accused of collecting disability benefits while simultaneously becoming a bodybuilder and having his own limousine business. And he wasn't exactly doing it on the DL. He was caught because he was featured on the Instagram account of his wife, Loli, who also is an International Federation of Bodybuilding and Fitness pro.
Ooh,
she's a fitness pro.
Need the info.
She even tagged his limo business and beefy shots of him in some of their posts. And in one from 2019, she describes him as her partner in crime. Pretty tough on the old disability thing. Prosecutors say Anthony finally filed for disability in 2013 when he said he fell while working as an electrician and suffered severe injuries that made it difficult to put on shoes. Also difficult to walk for 15 minutes or even sit for a half hour at a time. He claimed disability up until last year, despite getting into bodybuilding in 2017.
What a jerk.
Idiot. He's facing felony charges now of grand larceny. Mm. That's a biggie. He also has to return all of his body oil, his tanning bed, his protein powder, his steroids, his teeny Speedos, and his ass wax.
Oh.
All of that going back. All of that is
going back.
You
better get ready for some changes around here.
All right. I don't know what's going to happen in our next break, but we might have a visitor. We're going to see what happens because somebody's floating around here. Yeah, I'll exploit my family problems for the good of entertainment.
Get your bag
masses.
Of quarters.
Yeah. We'll take a little break
butter.
And come back with more on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hello, everybody. This is Bob Barker. And yes, I'm still alive. When I was hosting The Price is Right from Television City in Hollywood, we played a lot of pricing games. Barker's Bargain Bar, Hole in One, Punch a Bunch, Grocery Game, Golden Road, Plinko, and of course the lamest one of all, the Bonus Game. I hated the Bonus Game. If you want a good bonus, why not try the Mike O'Meara Bonus Show? It's a commercial-free, uncensored 6 hour of TMOS every week. Blah, blah, blah. I like when they say bad words. That's how much it meant to me. You can buy it at MikeO'MearaShow.com. It's a fun way to support TMOS. Thank you. And don't forget to help control the internet population. Have your podcasters spayed or neutered. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you, Bob.
Bob.
I appreciate that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody. This portion of the Mike O'Meara Show is brought to you by Ultimate Ears Fits. Yes, remember that name. Ultimate Ears Fits. Hear ye, hear ye. Let's talk ears, shall we? Just like fingerprints, no two ears are exactly alike. That's why your earbuds probably start getting uncomfortable after a while, and I hate discomfort.
Yeah.
Ultimate Ears Fits, true wireless custom fit earbuds from Ultimate Ears, are here to change all that. These are the world's most comfortable earbuds. You get a guaranteed perfect fit in 60 seconds. They stay put when you're on the go, and they feel great. Ultimate Ears Fits actually physically mold to your ear for a perfect fit. Just put them in, connect to the app, and watch the purple LEDs transform the earbuds to your unique shape. And their charge lasts all day. Ultimate Ears Fits are perfect for listening to your favorite shows, like this one, The Mike O'Meara Show.
The best one.
Right up till bedtime. Listen to our show. Once you're done with it, start it all over again. That's what I urge. For either music or voice, the sound is amazing. And if you don't love them, Ultimate Ears offers a 30-day money-back guarantee, plus free shipping, free returns, and a one-year warranty. For a limited time, get 15% off your pair of Ultimate Ears Fits True Wireless Earbuds at ue.com/fits. Just use promo code TMOS at checkout. That's 15% off with promo code TMOS at ue.com/fits. Thank you very much.
I absolutely love them. Fantastic.
Change your life.
Yeah.
We will not be getting a guest appearance.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no no live update? No real-time update?
The live update would be as follows, Oscar, that it was not a desire to come in and talk. The desire was to know where a certain household entertainment device was located.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. That seems to be the priority. It won't be by the time I'm done. No, it won't.
Quick
it
sidebar. I remember my mother cutting. We used to have cabled remote controls for your gaming systems. And
I remember
my mom cut the cord to my Sega Genesis controller.
Ooh.
In front of me. She said, "Te dije que limpies tu cuarto," which means I told you to clean your room. And I said, "One more game, mom." Done. Later.
Yeah.
And those remote controls weren't as readily available as they are today.
Yeah, you couldn't hop on Amazon and buy another one.
Do you want still be that a quickie?
Not a quickie fix on that one.
That's when Oscar learned, Mike. That's when Oscar learned how to solder.
How is your dear sweet mom doing with the cicadas? Is she doing all right?
Nuts. And I love her. And let me say this. I know I had a negative spin on Mother's Day. I was just a little frustrated with my mom. I love my mom. But I will say the time I spend with my mom means the world to me. We watched Lady in the Mirror. I'm sorry, Girl in the Window.
Girl in the Window.
Yeah, on Netflix.
I watched Lady in the Mirror.
Yeah.
It was about Beth Ann.
And all she did was yell in Spanish at the screen, and I took it all in as I couldn't see the dialogue because she was saying that she was the lady in the window because she was all alone. She was everything this character did, she said she'd done in her life.
Your mother was I don't want to give plot away because
please
I've
don't.
Seen this film. And by the way, Amy Adams is absolutely brilliant.
Great actress.
I mean, she plays crazy like she might really be crazy.
Yes.
But I will say that one thing that would be a surprise to me would be anyone identifying with that particular character. But your mom identified with the principal in this particular movie.
She didn't get into the pills or all the really bad stuff. But at the beginning, when it's set up as someone
staring out the window and the paranoia that falls into it,
or that's lonely and knows everything that's happening in the neighborhood, she was saying she was the lady in the window and only. And I said, and she's yelling this
was
while I'm
or
trying
is.
To watch a movie. But I embraced it. I said, the guy said, just embrace the time you have with your mom.
Yeah.
So
this is interesting. I have to ask you this. So does your mom? I know my maternal grandmother Sally Perrault, God rest her.
So your
beautiful
mom's
soul,
mom.
Yeah.
My mom's mom used to over in East Hartford, Connecticut, in their little house over there, sit and she would sit with her chair at the window. That was her entertainment. She looked out the window. That's what she watched, what was going on. She'd hang all day long and do that. That was her thing. And then when the weather would get warm in the summer, she'd sit on their little stoop right out on the street on O'Connell Drive and watch the world go
another
by.
Commonality is my dad's grandmother would do the same thing. She would plant herself on the porch, and her greatest comment, she'd see someone coming by in an outfit she didn't care for, and she'd say, "She needs it."
I think the technical term for my mother is busybody.
Okay.
All right.
She knows everything that's happening in the neighborhood. She doesn't so much sit but lie, because when she's laying in her bed, she's looking out the window. She's got a two-screen experience, the world and then whatever's on Univision. So she's right there as she's laying down in her bed.
That's awesome. She can look out the window, out on the street, or she can look to the left and see her TV.
But there are things that she... I embraced it. She said that she doesn't open any doors for anybody because they might want to do something. And I'm like, okay. What I said, what about the FedEx man? She goes, well, I opened for the FedEx man, of course. I was like, okay, fine. You open for somebody.
Right.
She said that she doesn't drink during the day, and she's never drank at night, but she may start drinking.
She's never drunk at night. That's right. That's the way to do it.
Yeah, and she said, but maybe she should start drinking because she's all alone. So she made a whole "I'm alone" bit. And then,
wow, this is a good show you've got. This is probably better than the movie.
One little visit. You're watching a movie, and this is all coming from this movie. Right?
I listened to my mom, and then out of the other ear, tried to understand what was happening in the movie because there's a lot of plot turns and details.
It's a lot to figure out. You got to focus on that movie. Absolutely.
And then my mom would stop at any moment and say, "¿Qué está pasando?" Which means, "What's happening?" And we're both watching this movie, but she's talking the whole time, so no one's picking up what's going on. Right. So we got to rewind it. Fine. And then she's quiet. We finish up the movie, and then I said, "Hey, mom, like the cicadas compared to DC, in where they live in the suburbs of DC, in Maryland, are really humming. Like you hear like a bassy tone. Mm-hmm. They've got trees in their backyard." I said, "How you doing with these cicadas?" And she goes, "I hate them." And I said, "You hate them? Why do you hate them?" She goes, "No me gusta mirar." She doesn't like looking at them. And I said, "Well, they're not doing anything. They don't bite you.
Yeah, they don't sting."
What's happening? She goes, "No me gusta los ojos rojos." She doesn't like the beady little eyes, the red eyes.
Rojos.
And then she goes, "Son del diablo." They're from the devil.
God, no.
Everything in the Latin culture is from the devil, isn't it? Diablo. Diablo.
At that point, I look over to the left of the kitchen island, and there are 8 large candles for the Virgen de Guadalupe lit. And I said, "Why the 8 candles? There's 3 of us, your kids. You should light some for us." She goes, "Because I want los cicadas que se vayan." She wants the cicadas to leave town. So she's got candles lit.
She is so
somehow
Catholic.
She thinks Dios is going to come down, baby Jesus, and take care of all of this because she's got the 3 stacked for us and another
please,
5 for the cicadas.
Please, baby Jesus, get rid of the bugs with the devil eyes.
So she's definitely not going to eat them. She doesn't even want to see them.
Oh my God. She's lit candles for it. Crazy. Did she give you any candles? Or you're
no, she gave me a steak for the road, which I appreciated, and I ate for lunch today. I'll take it.
So there was steak that day and then steak the following day?
My mom made steak for just my mom and I. And
then that's nice.
She said, "Do you want a steak for the road?" Who says no to that? So she grilled up another as I rolled out.
Oh, that's
El Cicada Diablo.
But you treasure your time with her.
I love my mom. She's so
sweet.
I feel
bad for her sometimes because you know what? Ultimately, at her age, that's kind of when people settle into their little man-woman routines. And, you know, your father's off with his other family down
in South
America.
My dad beat cheeks.
Mm.
I said, "Hey, mom, have you talked to dad?" She goes, "On Friday." And I said, "Do you want to call him now?" She says, "No." And I said, "I didn't call him. I just moved on." I want her to make friends. Now that they're not going to kill each other with the coronavirus, they're all vaccinated. I want her to like start a pinochle crew, gamble. I don't know what I need to get her into, but I need to
get her
something.
Before the pandemic with your dad away, was she doing okay? Did she have a circle
she
of
had,
friends?
Her Joy Luck
Didn't
Club.
Didn't she work somewhere?
Yeah,
Didn't
she worked,
work at a salon she worked,
yeah,
or something?
I told her to start working again, that we can't take care of her forever. I said, what happened to your Joy Luck Club with all the book clubs that she used to have like at
Joy
the house?
Luck Club.
And I said, "You should be the first to call them all over. Like, come on in, right?"
Mm-hmm. Do you get the impression she's stressed out or unhappy or anything like that?
No, she was complaining too much to be unhappy, Mike.
When she complains, joy, at a level,
she's happy. She knows she's yelling about everything. She's not scared anymore, which is key.
That's good.
I said, "You're not scared anymore. Go see your friends. Have them."
And
come
she's
over.
Fully vaxxed.
Fully vaxxed. Fully vaxxed.
Get out there and enjoy the world, you know? Go down to Kewa Island, watch a golf tournament.
Did she ever, play cards or stuff with her friends? Did they have games, or was it all, like, book club stuff?
When we were kids, we were beat when we played with playing cards, because those were the devil's games. We weren't able to play the devil's
There's
games.
There's Diablo again. Yeah.
El Cardo Diablo.
So
do you remember Scott Shannon when he launched Pirate Radio out in Los Angeles?
I do.
And it was getting complaints because the billboard showed his face and they were calling him El Diablo.
I put up an unflattering picture and I got the bad end of the stick.
Isn't that what the story is?
Precisely, that the Hispanic
community.
I believe it was actually graffitied El Diablo.
El Diablo, that they thought he... It's just like
White Devil.
That big Scott Shannon head
with very, very tight skin.
Pirate radio.
This is not
going
like
to
anything.
Be the biggest thing. Well, it wasn't. But anyhow, I mean, you know, you got a shot. You got to take your shot. God bless him. Yeah. But they thought El Diablo. That's what he said.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they said about him. You know, everything's the devil. So no card games.
You think? But I could probably throw her on an Atlantic City bus, right? And she go play some slots.
Oh, sure. I think there's a potential. Well, look at our dear friend Angie Goff. I think Angie Goff has found peace with her mother's gambling addiction.
Yeah. Yes, of course.
You know, put her, send her to Charlestown. She'll be there the whole day. It's fine. You know, I'd love to. You know what? I would love to get Angie back on the show just to talk about
her
mother.
Let's do it.
All right.
Just to talk about her mother and gambling.
She's got her new season of her podcast. Let's do it.
Yes. Yeah. I would love to get Angie on just to, we'll talk mothers, you know, because I think about my mom. I think about my mom all the day, you know, all the time. I really do. And something like, we've always thought that my mom is a dragonfly, that that my mom came back as a dragon. When there's a dragonfly hovering, we always think it's my mom. It's that fun little thing that we do. And there's a dragonfly in my son's room. I'll probably take that away, though, too. Anyhow, it's fascinating. It really is. Well, good luck. Good luck. And the mothers are wonderful.
And the cicadas will be gone in a couple weeks. They'll be fine.
Yes, the cicadas. And, you know, you can eat them at that Mexican joint. Rob, if you could find your way
Route
to bring
7.
Some in. That would be really,
actually,
really cool.
I have something to tell you after the show, so stay or stick around.
Very good. Yeah. Hey, tell you something. You sound like Rodney.
Hey, you know, sometimes you get hungry, you know?
Yeah. What's this? Google. We'll be right back.
Maybe something else sucks around here. People suck. People
suck. People suck. Now, I know I've done this before, but I want to try it again. A new idea to replace the mailbag.
People suck.
Has someone done something that just so gets under your skin that complaining to your partner or your children or anybody in your room or your close friends just isn't enough? Someone who's done something so egregious
and
it's such a violation of your social norms that you want to scream it?
Here's what we do, folks, is you email me, Rob with two B's, rob@mikeomarashow.com. Make sure you write in the subject line. People suck. People suck.
People suck. That's it. That scares me when that ends. Anyway,
people suck to abuse tomorrow. We have good submissions, but you can still get in on it. Just give it to me by tonight.
When Rob's saying that, that means there are not enough good ones. I know. I speak Rob. Get your asses off the sofa and type in a nice letter about somebody. It can be two sentences.
Just what makes people suck. That's what we need to know. That's what we need to know.
And by the way, if you don't send enough, we suck. Okay, so please, people suck. I want to laugh my ass off at your misfortune.
Suck it too.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Let me explain something about Florida right now. We are, I would estimate, 1 to 2 weeks away of living for the next 3 to 4 months on the surface of the sun.
Yeah.
It is extremely important to take care of yourselves with the proper vitamins and nutrients. That's why Liquid IV, one of our favorite advertisers, created Hydration Multiplier plus immune support to help your immune system. Add it to a bottle of water and you are set. It is a cutting edge blend of vitamin C, zinc, and Wellmune in convenient single serving packets that help strengthen your immune system, and it tastes delicious. Wellmune is a naturally sourced beta glucan that's proven to help strengthen your immune system. We live on Liquid IV here at TMOS because it makes us feel great, has awesome tangerine flavor, and we know that with every purchase, Liquid IV donates a serving of Liquid IV to someone in need. Liquid IV has already donated over 4 million servings in response to COVID-19. Products are being donated to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active military. The company has donated over 10 million servings globally. Liquid IV is changing you and the world for the better. Get your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier plus immune support in bulk at Costco or order online and get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you get better hydration today by using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Let's see who's in the dumpster today. I'm always fascinated by this. Let's see.
Hyde is the money man.
There.
That's right, Eddie Money.
Oh, he's dead, Rob.
Well, that's why he's deceased. In a dumpster.
Well, that's, oh, God. Oh, so now that's where you're going with it. It's going to be dead people. Wow. That's a challenge. You do it for the rest of the year?
I'll give it a goddamn card try. Mike, there's lots of dead people. I know. Yeah. So
this is a perfect task for you. You can do it.
Eddie's in the dumpster.
Hyde is the money man. That's right, Eddie Money.
So I know you watched the golf. Did you watch the Texas Grand Prix?
The Texas Grand Prix. No,
yeah,
I didn't.
Gearing up for the Indy 500, which is Memorial Day weekend, right?
Okay, yep.
Mm-hmm. They had a great Grand Marshal, and he put a little extra effort into the gentlemen. Start your engines.
All right, all right, all right. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. This you already know. That's three green lights. One, two, three in a row. You know you're ready. You know you want to go. Good thing the rubber is already on the road. Drivers, start your engines.
And then he took a head off a bong and flew away.
He's just Governor so McConaughey. He truly does his little thing.
Mm-hmm. That you know, rubber on the road. Yes. Drivers, style.
So
I'm so high.
I admire editing. I like to edit. I do some editing myself. I was really impressed with this. This is if Rick Astley changed his mind about the message of his song.
Going to give you
up. Yes. He's sick of all
it's
the
not
Rick
that
rolling.
He's never going to give
no,
you
no, he's
up.
Gonna
he's
do
going
it.
To give you up. I get jokes.
Mike, remember we discussed, I might have been in a bonus show, fecal transplants to get good bacteria into your tummy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm really, look, I suppose if I was desperate and I had a malady, but I just can't think of anything that grosses me out more. It's so disgusting.
It's a great way, I'm told, to get good digestive bacteria into your gut. People love talking about your gut. But the thing is, this is what surprised me. It's, Mike, nowadays, it's hard to find good poop.
Oh, I mean, for me, I eat these gummies, these probiotic gummies every night, and they're yummy, and they taste good.
You eat them?
I choose them.
I take them rectally.
Slide right in. Gross.
Well, yeah, of course.
And you should see the next morning. But
it's probably like the Fort McHenry Tunnel.
The acoustics in the room change, you know.
That's right.
It's a new chunk for Sid.
Hey, I'm Sid Cato. What's in? Are we down here in Rob's pooper? Whoa! How big is this place, huh? I'm Sid Cato.
Two bedrooms. But luckily, there's this guy in New Jersey. He's 71 years old. His name is Herbie Allen, and guess what? He got perfect poop.
And the reason why I'm doing a little bit of an interview is because of the fact that I have perfect poop. So they tell me. So a lot of people don't have it. I am maybe not even 1% of the people in the United States have what I have, especially at my age. That's why all this came about. Because the doctor said, oh my goodness, he never knew of anybody that was over the age of 70 that could donate their poop. I'm glad able to help people out.
Yeah, I keep testing myself. I can't get above 87.
Whoa.
So nasty. Gross. My new favorite sound, by the way. Yeah, what a lovely thought. Congratulations, 71-year-old.
It's Herbie Allen, Mike. Short Herbie for Allen. Herbert Allen. Mm-hmm. This was my favorite joke from Saturday Night Live this weekend.
Startup airline Boom Supersonic is hoping to eventually fly passengers anywhere in the world in 4 hours or less for just $100. So get ready to fly fast and cheap on the only airline named after the sound of an explosion.
The Billboard Music Awards happened this weekend as well, and they gave the Icon Award to Pink. And to present to Pink was Bon Jovi. And Pink is, I find her very entertaining and a great entertainer. And, you know, it's kind of an awkward speech to give the Icon Award when you accept it. She did a great job.
Hi, John Bon Jovi. I did not come out of my room for a week when you married Dorothea. I was 8. I ripped your poster off my wall. I replaced you with Sebastian Bach. And I'm very glad that you found lasting love, John, but you broke my heart. I take this as an apology. I accept.
Can I just stop right there for great people that are, you know, have their asses kissed all day long, and then you get something like this, and the difference between certain people and others, she makes it all about him.
Yep.
Which is because he's an icon, too.
Yes. Perfect.
And that's just very cool.
Classy way to handle it.
That's very cool.
Mike, Minnesota is wolves, and I don't know how they caught this footage, but this is a four-week-old Minnesota wolf pup, apparently in the wild, wandering in the woods. Carrie sent this to me. Here he is doing his first howls. This is so cute. This is a four-week-old wolf pup learning to howl. And what I love about it is every time he makes the noise, he looks surprised. Like, is that coming from me? It's great. Love it.
That's cool.
Let us close with this. NFT. Is that what it is, Oscar?
Yes.
The non-fungible tokens?
Yes.
One sold this weekend for $760,000. Mm. So would you spend $750,000 to own the fact that Charlie bit my finger?
Ow! Ow, Charlie! Ow! Charlie, that really hurt. No, Charlie bit me. And that really hurt, Charlie, and it's still hurting.
So I guess by playing it, I'm actually a cyber squatter since I don't own it. But that is that sold this weekend, and there you go. Charlie bit my finger. The amazing thing is the two kids in that video are now 65 years old.
Oh, we're all going to die.
That is your digital dumpster. Have a good Monday, everybody.
You want to just give me something that makes me go, what?
What?
Anyhow, that's it. That's when I'm a real old guy, right there.
No,
that
most
there,
of America like, feels like, why would that be worth anything and how?
Yeah, that's worth no more than $600,000.
I mean, they're going to be going to a wake for the guy that bought it and go, yeah, he bought that thing. $750,000, you know?
His kids are probably happy.
Could have bought my grandma a house, but no, he decided he wanted that piece of crap. In any event, that's it. We have to get out of here, and we'll be back with another brand new episode
Mike,
tomorrow.
Sid Cata is at the Funny Bone for the next two nights.
And I'll give you credit. That's Rob. That's a Rob Spiewak production.
Love
that's
it.
Sid Cata. Written, conceived, and handed to me on a platter by Rob Spiewak. I just came in and did a stupid New York voice that I've done 550 times and read the jokes. Hey, Google.
Hey,
we got to get out of
too
here.
Too bad
for
they
Rob
weren't
Spiewak.
Funny, you know?
Yeah, too bad. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Meara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Meara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MearaShow.com.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.
I am alive. And kicking.
If you like to eat, we are having taco night. Goodbye.
Oh, good for you.
What do I do?